hand toward him right now. Pray for his life, his family, his children, the ministry that God has given him right now. Preach to us, preacher.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Oh, glory. Amen. Isn't it good to come back to church again? Amen. Sometimes you just kind of come back and it's just like, woo, glory. Something about coming back to the house of the Lord, it's like the Lord says, oh, you're back for another hug. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. Acts chapter 3 and verse 1. Amen. Let's just go ahead and just jump all the way to verse 3. Acts 3:3. Might even just jump right to 6. Amen. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. Acts chapter 3 and verse 3. Who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple asked an alms. In other words, he asked something that just basically a little quick fix. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave them heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. But such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Lazarus, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. He says, such as I have, I give thee. You can't give out of something you do not have. You have to have in order to give. Peter knew what he had. That's why he said, such as I have, I give thee. Such as I have, I give thee. I want you to turn to the one next to you and say, be careful. I am contagious. Praise God. I want you to turn to somebody else and say, be careful. I am contagious. If I touch you, I might contaminate you. Glory, glory, glory. If I touch you, you might be changed in an instant. Oh, glory. Ah, feel the Holy Ghost all over that. I am contagious. Why don't you just let the devil know, be careful, I am contagious. Glory. You ain't going to walk out of this place the same way you came in this house. You're walking out of this place to be able to contaminate somebody else with the power of the Holy Ghost. Ah, Heavenly Father, we thank you because you are powerful. You are mighty. There is no God that compares to you. No, not even one. In fact, you even searched the whole universe and you said that outside of you, there is no other God that saves. You are the only God, the true God. You are the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. the everlasting Father. We thank you for your power and your grace in this place. Have your way in this service. Put the devil in his place. And let your name be glorified in this house. In the name of Jesus. Now somebody give God praise in the house. I wish somebody would act like they're contagious with something and give God praise in the house. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of Almighty God. Amen. I've enjoyed the praise and worship. Amen. Just everybody involved with it. It's powerful. Just being ushered into the presence of God. Amen. Sometimes you don't know what you got until it's taken away. Amen. You are blessed with what you have. Praise God. Before we even dive into the scripture that we read tonight, it is very important for us to be able to see what is it that provoked Peter and John to be so excited. Why were they so excited? Why were they just ready to pray people through and lay hands on people that were sick and just why were they so excited? And that's where we go to chapter 2 of the book of Acts. And that is where the church had its beginning. Amen. We are the church of the book of Acts. Amen. We are Pentecostal, apostolic Pentecostal, from the top of our heads to the bottom of our feet. Are there any apostolic Pentecostal in this place? Praise God. So Acts chapter 2 begins with, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, the reason why it becomes or it begins that way is because it is almost of like an announcement. Amen. It was fully come. It was finally completed. It was a moment that God himself was waiting, because it was in this day that it was no longer going to be God with us, but God in us. Amen. And so God was waiting for this moment. The angels were waiting to see something spectacular that they had never seen before, because they themselves had even announced that there was going to be a moment of being endued with power. They said to wait in the upper room until they be filled with power. Hallelujah. And so the angels were waiting. The disciples were waiting in this moment. They were all, the Bible says, they were all with one accord in one place. That's what I like about apostolic Pentecostal people. When we come to church, we don't play around. We come to lift up Jesus. We come to give God the praise in this house. I don't care what color you are, what nationality you are. When we come into this house, we come with one purpose, and that is to lift up Jesus. Has anybody come into this place to lift up Jesus? Give God praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then verse 2 says, and suddenly, we are the people of the suddenly. We don't put a time or an agenda on the Holy Ghost. We like the suddenly of the Spirit. Suddenly he touched you. Suddenly he healed your body. Suddenly he changed your mind. Suddenly he totally broke the chain
chains from your life. We are the people of the suddenly. Are there anybody in this place that likes the suddenly of the Holy Ghost? You can be in the middle of a service, but all of a sudden, suddenly, God will move in a dynamic and powerful way in the service. I am believing God for a suddenly in this service. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. I kind of lost a little volume here. Hallelujah. Suddenly, there came a sound from heaven. Last time I preached to you about a sound of abundance of rain. Whenever there is a sound, it is an announcement that something is on its way. Hallelujah. God was announcing himself. My spirit is coming. My glory is coming. I'm about to do something that's never been done before in the history. There was a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the house where they were all seated. Hallelujah. The Bible says they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Is there any Holy Ghost filled folks in this place? Glory, 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 glory. I don't know about you, but I like it when there is a sound. We are the people of sound. That's why we're not dead, dry, and boring in church. We like to make a noise in the house. There's about three of you that heard that. I said, we like to make a noise in the house. Almost to let the devil know, don't you even mess with us right now. We're in the house of God. We've come to make noise. We've come to lift up Jesus. You better step back as I get my praise on, because we've come to make some noise in the house. Is there any Pentecostal apostolic that know how to make a noise in the house? They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost, all of them, every single one of them filled with the Holy Ghost. The Bible says that 3,000 were added to the church. Peter got up and he preached Acts 2:38. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You shall be filled. You shall be filled. He preached that message, a powerful message. It is the message that the foundation of our doctrine is built on. We believe in Acts 2:38. We preach it, we teach it, we believe it, we breathe it. That is in our DNA. We are an Acts 2:38 church. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're not ashamed of baptizing in the name of Jesus. We're not ashamed of speaking in tongues. We believe in all that stuff. Hallelujah. Does anybody believe in all that? Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Whenever anybody wants to make fun of a Pentecostal, I get excited. Because for me, you're not making fun of me. You're giving me a compliment. I am an apostolic Pentecostal. Praise God. And I got an attitude about it. How about three of you like that? Hallelujah. I've got an attitude about it. I'm a one God, apostolic, tongue-talking, holy roller, Jesus' name believer. Is there any apostolics in this? Make some noise in the house. Glory, glory. And so Peter and John, they just got through a powerful moment in their lives. They had never experienced what they experienced on the day of Pentecost. They're excited. They're just pumped. I imagine they were talking with each other on their way going up to worship. Just talking, man, did you see how God just showed up and showed off? Yeah, he knows how to do that. Amen. I love it when people come out of church and they're talking positive. I don't like people that are negative after church. I just don't like negative people, period. Amen. If you're negative, just kind of scoot over. Amen. Leave me alone. Hallelujah. Don't even, because negative could contaminate you, and I don't want to be contaminated with negative attitude. Praise God. It's like, man, that preacher spits too much. He sweats too much. He takes too long. You're just negative. Amen. You need to get a hold of something in this place today. Hallelujah. You need to walk out of this place talking different. Excited about what God is doing in the house of God. Excited for revival. Excited for the move of God. You need to be texting somebody, writing somebody, tweeting somebody, Facebooking somebody, telling them we had church tonight. You missed it, baby. If you weren't there, you missed it. Glory to God. Love it when people talk powerful about church. And here's Peter and John. They're excited. They're talking powerful about church. Glory, excited about church. Hallelujah. The type of excitement that at work people are like, man, I got to go to that church. Something powerful about that place. We're crazy. Yes, we are. We get our praise on. Yes, we do. Some dude flips in the middle of church. Amen. Yeah, we do. Praise God. That's who we are. We're apostolic. Glory to God. So they're excited and they're talking to each other. And all of a sudden, they come encounter with a man. Man that was lame, that was coco, like we say in Spanish. He was lame. He could not walk. In fact, he needed help to get to where he was at. The Bible even says that they would place him in the same spot every day. Same spot. Same spot, stuck in the same spot. Imagine being stuck in the same spot in your life and people helped you to get there. Praise God. You're like, hey, people are helping me. And they get you to the same spot. I don't know if there's something more disappointing than somebody helping you to get to the same spot. Praise God. If you're going to help me, take me further than what I've gone before. Praise God. Don't leave me in the same spot. Take me a little bit further. At least nudge me an inch further than what I was before. But don't place me back in the same spot. Praise God. And there he was in the same spot. Stagnated. Ain't nothing like a grumpy, stagnated Christian. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're all church folk. Alabanza salve. Amen. Whenever I say that, you're in trouble. Amen. Praise God. Stagnated. Sitting in the same spot you sat 5 years ago. You could almost put a name on your chair. Because you're right there in the same spot. Oh, don't mess with that chair. That's Sister Susie's chair. Praise God. Don't mess with that. Stuck in the same spot. Stagnated. Spiritually stagnated. Just going through the motion in church, but never taking church to heart. Just using church as a warmer. But not as a life changer. Stuck in the same spot. Complaining about the same problems that you complained about 5 years ago. Well, if Fred would just change. Maybe it's not Fred that needs to change. Maybe it's you that needs to change. Stuck in the same spot. Just nudge the one next to you and say, you need to move. Praise God. Just stuck in the same spot. Grumpy like you've always been. Dealing with the same problems. You ain't ever overcome the same situations that you're dealing with in your life. Because until you graduate from the level that you're in, you ain't ever gonna go into another level, baby. Hallelujah. There's about three of you that are with me on that one. You've got to move on. Tell the one next to you, move on. Here, this guy was stuck in the same spot. Hallelujah. Just stagnated. Always wanting people to help him with his hand out. Oh, God, this is going to be tough to preach today. I said, Lord have mercy. Amen. They better give me 2 cups of water. Amen. Because we're going to have to struggle with this one tonight. Hallelujah. Always wanting for somebody to give me. With your hand out all the time. Give me. Oh, it's quiet in the house, but that's good. Praise God. Give. I'm poor. I'm poor. I'm stuck. I feel sorry for myself. I'm sucking on my thumb. If somebody would just come and have a pity party with me. Just give me. See, all he was wanting was just a fish every day. Just wanted somebody to hand him a fish every day. Just something to help him for that day. Just give me something to help me along today. Just to help me along today. Sometimes we come to church just for a little shot. Give me a shot in the arm. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. And you go back home and you're like, oh, I got a shot at church today. I hope it holds me out for midweek service. Praise God. And that's all he wanted was just a little alms, just a little, like a little payoff, a little dollar. And here comes Peter and John. Oh, God, have mercy. I love to see when a man is under authority. You remember what I said this morning? Hallelujah, operating in authority. And he comes, and Peter and John, they look at this, and now they've got a change of mind. Because the sad thing is, the man had been sitting there for years, and Jesus passed by the same place. Jesus had passed by the very same place that many times he saw the healer go by. Oh, God, have mercy. Saw the miracle worker go by. Saw the one that could change everything go by. But never took out time to grab his attention and say, I need a miracle. He was probably 10 feet away from his miracle. But because he was stagnated, never could get a miracle. Hallelujah. And so here comes Peter and John. They have attitude on steroids. Praise God. because they just came out of a revival like none other. It was on. I mean, on. It was just, we flipped this city upside down on type of deal. Hallelujah. And they're just kind of walking up like, man, didn't we put the devil in his place? Yeah, we did. And all of a sudden, they meet with a stagnated person. And Peter's like, uh-uh. We can't let this go by this time. This is enough is enough. And there's some people that God tonight has said enough is enough. You've been stuck in your spiritual level for too long. You've been stuck in one place for too long. God says, I'm tired of that. I'm tired. I want you to go to another level. I want you to dig deeper in a relationship with me like you've never done before. Hallelujah. I want you to get closer to me than what you've ever gotten closer to me before. I want to see movement in your walk. I want to hear you talk. I want to hear you speak my name. Glory to God. It's time. Slap somebody and say it's time to go to another level. Hallelujah. And so Peter comes and says, look at us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at us. And Peter says, silver and gold have I none. What he's saying is, I don't have your quick fix. I don't have what you've been expecting from everybody else. I'm not going to give you a fish today. I'm going to teach you how to fish. Oh, God, have mercy. I'm not going to give you a temporary fix. I'm going to give you a life-changing fix. I'm not going to give you something that's going to put you back in the same situation that you're in. I'm going to do something in your life that's going to bring you out of your stagnated life, and you will never be the same again. Oh, God, somebody give God praise in the house. Silver and gold have I none. Oh, God. Ooh. He says, but such as I have. Oh, God, Peter, tell us, what do you have? What is it that you have? Somebody said, oh, it was the keys. It wasn't the keys. It was what he got on the day of Pentecost. He says, such as I have. Because Jesus knew, because Peter knew Jesus walking with him for 3 years. He identified what was in him now. And he knew that what was in him was Jesus Christ. Oh, God, have mercy. Glory was the Holy Ghost. The presence of the Almighty God was now dwelling within him. And so Peter knew that what Jesus could do, now that he's in me, I can do also. Oh, help me, Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. See. See, watch this. Many times we wait for God to zap us with a gift. Oh, God, just zap me with a gift of healing. And you're like, wait, you want to have a ceremony with the angels where the angels come and surround you and flap their wings and carry you up to another level. And all of a sudden, just Jesus walks up and says, from this day forward, I give you the gift of healing. And you just got the gift of healing, got zapped with the gift of healing. And you've been walking around wasting time asking God to give you a gift of the Spirit. God, just equip me with a gift. Equip me with a gift. There is no place that I see that Peter got the gift of healing. He didn't get it. There was not a moment where all of a sudden the Bible says that Peter had the gift of healing. No, Peter knew that when he was filled with the Holy Ghost, every gift was in the Holy Ghost. Oh God, that's got to bless somebody right there. Every gift was in the Holy Ghost. Whatever I need in this moment, that gift is already within me. Whatever it is, that gift is already in me. That's why Peter said, such as I have. Because he knew what he had on the inside. Oh God. Slap somebody and say, if you only knew what you had on the inside. He knew what he had on the inside. He knew that the one that walked on waters was now on the inside. He knew that the one that called Lazarus to come out of the grave was now on the inside. He knew that the one that broke the bread was now on the inside. That the one that made the lame to walk was now on the inside. The one that created the eyeballs and put it on the blind man was on the inside. He knew that the one that commanded 1,000 legions of devils to run out of the man was now on the inside. And because he knew what was on the inside, he knew what he could give. And that is the power of the glory of God that was on the inside. Glory to God. See, our problem is we don't know what we got on the inside. 2 weeks ago, I got me the new iPhone 5. Oh, you got them are Apple people. Oh, amen. And I had the old, I had the new, the first generation of the iPhones, not the very first, you know, the iPhone 4, the first, before the Cyrus thing, Cyrus, whatever. And so I was like, what? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Forgive my Latino flavor in that. Hallelujah. And so one day I was like, why do everybody just push a button and speak into the thing? I didn't know what that was. And so I was like, I'm going to try it out. So I just kind of went like this. And I said, Starbucks. Oh, it picked up. I said, amen. Starbucks. Watch this. Come on. Are there Starbucks here? Praise God. There it is. One very close to me. I might walk there. Hallelujah. When I saw that, I was like, my God, have mercy. I've got the world in the palm of my hand. I was like, any place we need to go, IHOP. Just wait, baby. IHOP. Say, there's one very close to me. I say, take me to that one. Praise God. It started giving me the directions to go. All of a sudden, I realized what I had in the palm of my hand was a lot more than what I expected to receive. And then all of a sudden, it's like God opened up my mind. He said, if my church would catch on to what they've got on the inside. Oh God, that what's on the inside is much more powerful than any devil that is on earth or in hell. If they would only catch on to what's on the inside, they would realize that miracles on the inside, blessings on the inside, breakthrough is on the inside. Somebody give God praise in the house. Such as I have. In other words, the one that multiplied bread is on the inside. And when you act activate the blessing of multiplication. Whatever you touch will be blessed. Whatever, oh God, have mercy, help me, Jesus. Whatever you touch will be blessed. When you know that the blesser lives within you, whatever you touch will be blessed. You've been waiting for a blessing, but the blessing's been on the inside all this time. You've got to activate it. Glory. You gotta activate it. You gotta turn it on. Turn the blessing on. Turn the gifts on. Activate the gifts. I know you think that only a few people in the church have the gifts, but you've got the gifts within you also. Hallelujah. There's been times that I've been sick that I laid hands on my own head and God healed my body. Praise God. Have you ever laid hands on your own head, going through some stuff? Drag yourself to the altar, lay your hand on your own head and pray life into you. You gotta do it in the name of Jesus. You've gotta understand that God is living inside of you, that the power of God is with you. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Clap your hands. Such as I have, I give unto you. In other words, what he's saying is, I'm contagious. I'm contagious. I've got some stuff in here that if I was to touch you, you'd be blessed. Oh God, have mercy. If I was to touch you, you'd be healed. Oh, glory. I wish the church would grab this. This isn't just for the leaders of the church. This is for you. You got the Holy Ghost, baby. You got to activate it in your favor. You got to activate it in whatever situation you're facing. Whether you're at the job, activate it. Whether you're at school, activate it. Whether you're in some store, activate it. Because God is in your life. Praise God. You got to activate the power. Activate the power of God. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Just activate it. Hallelujah. You just walk by. Sometimes God will just impress on you. Pray for this person. God is telling you, activate what's on the inside. You got to walk up to that person and say, I don't know who you are, but I know a God that knows who you are, and he wants me to pray for you. I don't know what he's going to do for you right now, but your life is about to be changed. You've got to activate what's on the inside. You got to contaminate somebody. I want you to touch three people and tell, be careful, I am contagious. I'm contagious. I'm contagious. I'm contagious at school. I'm contagious at work. Hallelujah. Contagious people don't wait for somebody to tell them to praise. Contagious people know how to praise and affect everybody around them to praise. Are there any contagious folk in this place? Praise God. Wherever you go, the power of God needs to go with you. You've got to understand that God is within you. Wherever you go, don't wait to bring them to church. Take church to where they are at. Take church to your job. Take church to your home. Take church to your school. You got to take it in the name of Jesus. There was a sister, I probably already told this, but stay standing. There was a sister, she was always wanting the Holy Ghost, always wanting the Holy Ghost. This is when I was working with my dad in Tlahuac, Mexico City. Always wanted the Holy Ghost, I want the Holy Ghost. Brother, when are you going to give me the Holy Ghost? Like I said, if I was going to give it to her.
Amen. I said, God's going to give it to you. And she's like, yeah, but when? And she'd be one of them chronic seekers, just wanting the Holy Ghost. Man, when one chronic seeker gets the Holy Ghost, it's like 100 people got the Holy Ghost. Praise God. It's like a huge breakthrough. Amen. It's like, yeah, he got the Holy Ghost. Man, we just had revival. Praise God. Because it's a chronic seeker. And she was like constantly coming and said, when are you going to give me the Holy Ghost? I said to her, I said, sister, next Sunday night, you're going to get the Holy Ghost. She said, really? I said, yep. You're getting the Holy Ghost next Sunday night. Praise God. So she was excited. So on Wednesday night, she came and said, are you still going to give me the Holy Ghost next Sunday night? I said, yeah, amen. I didn't want to go through the whole thing. Well, you know, it's not me that gives it. It's the Lord that gives it. And, you know, I was like, yes, you're getting it Sunday night. She said, good, because I'm bringing people. I'm like, all right now. I'm bringing people. I said, all right. And I'm like, Lord, you better bring it on Sunday night. Amen. Just help me out, Jesus. Amen. You ever spoke something and then you're like, God, I've been bringing on you. Now do something about it. Amen. Praise God. And so Sunday morning she comes and she says, brother, am I going to be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight? I said, yes, ma'am. God is going to fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. I had actually forgotten about it. And I was like, hey, man, God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost tonight. And she said, good. I'm bringing 15 people. I'm like, oh, God. Talk about putting yourself on blast in that moment. Amen. I'm like, oh, Jesus. Okay. So I fasted the rest of the day. Have you ever had breakfast and then said, I'm going to fast the rest of the day? Amen. It works. Amen. It just works. It's like when you do it in your mind, it just works. Amen. It works out. God just, amen, he's fasting. Amen. So I said, I'm going to fast for the rest of the day. And so I'm praying. I'm saying, God, fill her with the Holy Ghost. Fill her with the Holy Ghost. Show up Sunday night. Showed up a little late, and the sister was there, and she had two rolls full of people. And I'm like, oh, God, have mercy. Praise God. She said, am I going to get the Holy Ghost today? I said, yes, you are. You're going to get the Holy Ghost tonight. She said, he's going to give me the Holy Ghost today. Almost as if it was a certificate, you know. I now give you the Holy Ghost. You have graduated. Amen. There's the Holy Ghost. Well, needless to say, the preaching did not go over good. It was like, I was like, oh, God, have mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And so the sister was just waiting there. Like, is it now? Is it now? So we did the altar call, and I called the sister up. Started praying for her. Within a few minutes, she got the Holy Ghost. And then her friends came to the altar, and God started filling each one of them with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so after service, she came and she asked, is everything going to be different from now on? I'm like, yeah, well, definitely. I mean, you got the Holy Ghost. She's like, oh, okay. Like things will be different. I didn't know what she meant. I was like, yeah, everything's going to be different. Amen. Praise God. Whatever float your boat. Amen. Praise God. Everything's going to be different. So the next morning she gets up and she goes to work and she gets on the bus. and the bus was full, but there was one seat where there was a lady taking up the whole seat of the bus. But there was a little space right there. And she went, she said there was enough for like a half a leg. That'd be like a quarter, not even a quarter of my leg, amen. Praise God. She said, I sat down. And when she sat down, the woman looked at her and grumped at her and went, and she scooted over an inch. And the sister said, oh, the Holy Ghost is working. Praise God. So she said, the lady scooted and I scooted over also. And when I scooted over, the woman looked at me again and grumped. And scooted over another inch. And she was like, this Holy Ghost really does work. It's opened me up a chair, a seat on the bus. Amen. She started scooting over and scooting over and scooting over to the point that the woman was up against the window like this. And the sister was sitting comfortable. She was like, man, look how that Holy Ghost is working. Amen. Praise God. And all of a sudden, the lady that was like this, she said, oh, I can't take it anymore. And the sister said, I scooted over. Praise God. She said, I can't take it anymore. She said to her, she asked her, she said, you got the Holy Ghost last night, didn't you? And the sister's like, yes. Yes, I got the Holy Ghost last night. She said, I know. Because I am a witch and I recognize that the power that's within you is greater than the power that's within me. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Praise God. And so the sister, not knowing, she said, well, if my power is greater than your power, why don't you get the Holy Ghost? Then she said, wait. And she calls my dad and says, Pastor, can a witch get the Holy Ghost? Can the witch get the Holy Ghost? And my dad said, sister, where are you? Oh, I'm on the bus. And there's a witch that's next to me. Can a witch get the Holy Ghost? And he said, if she repents, she can. And so she said, if you repent, you can get the Holy Ghost too. She said, are you going to repent? She said, yeah, I'm going to repent. And the sister says, Pastor, she says she's going to repent. My dad says, take her to church, because they were right there close. Take her to church. Somebody will be there to open up the door. So they took her to church. Oh, God, have mercy. My God, have mercy. Even the flower pounder just feeling that. Amen. Whew. Glory. If these won't cry out, the flower pots will start dancing. Praise God. And so she walks into the church. The church was open. She takes the witch to the altar and tells her, you need to repent. You need to ask God to forgive you. And the witch just raises her hands and begins to repent and ask God to forgive her. This sister didn't know much. She stood up, laid hands on the witch's head and said, now be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory, oh, glory, oh, glory. Ah. All of a sudden, she began to speak in tongues in the name of Jesus. The witch was filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God. You better look out. I'm contagious. I said, I'm contagious. Is there any contagious folk in this place right now? I don't think you heard me. I said, is there any contagious? Somebody give God praise. I said, somebody give God praise.
Somebody give God praise. You got to understand that greater is he that is within you than he that is within the world. He is powerful within you. You've got to activate the power of God within you. The world needs to know the God that's within you. Such as I have, I give unto thee. Such as I have, I give unto thee. What do you have in this place? Somebody give God praise.
Glory. Watch this. You've been waiting. You've been waiting for God to activate the gifts in you. And God has been waiting for you to activate the gifts in yourself. Glory to God. How long are you going to live without activating the power of God in your situation? Hallelujah. We ought to be so powerful, that wherever we go, devils start running, demons start fleeing, sick people are being healed all over the place, wherever we go. I mean, Peter took it to another level. Jesus, they touched the hem of his garment. Peter, with his shadow. With his shadow, people were healed. That's how powerful he was. He knew that what was in him was the God of glory. Sometimes we don't know what we got on the inside. And we end up hiding it, and we're embarrassed of it, or we're shy about it. But Christ in you, the hope of glory, he's in you to bring hope to the people that are around you. You've got to activate the power of God in your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Raise your hands right now. Raise your hands. Hallelujah. Haraboshaya. Ikarabatari Araboshaya. I want you to listen to what I'm going to tell you right now. In the name of Jesus. This morning, I preached to you about faith and power. Faith and power. You have to have faith and power. You have to have authority, apostolic authority. Faith and power. That is a message that God has been putting me preaching all over America. Because God wants to equip his church with power, with faith and power. Praise God. Tonight the Lord tells me to come and preach to you about activating that power. Praise God. Activating that power. We don't need more guns and gun detectors and cops at our schools. We need apostolic young people that are equipped with the power of the Holy Ghost, that whenever any wacko gets up, you can point at him and say, I command you to leave in the name of Jesus. That's what we need. We need powerful mom and pops that when the kids get sick, you lay hands on them and they are healed by the power of God. It's an insult to be running all the time. Running all the time to the emergency room. Running all the time. Is God not powerful in you? You've got to activate that power of God within you. And I'll tell you what I feel in my spirit. God is bringing a powerful revival in this church. Watch this. That you're not going to see it so much in the church, because it's going to happen outside of the church. In other words, where you're at, you're going to have revival. Oh God. And it's going to become more like a testimony service. I went to work the other day, and one of my co-workers was sick. I laid hands on them, and God healed them instantly by the power of the name of Jesus. Praise God. Somebody clap your hands to the Lord. Until the church realizes the power that is in us, the power of the Holy Ghost that's within us, if we do not activate it, then we are powerless. But when we activate it, oh God, have mercy. When we activate it, you're going to send devils running. You're going to send sickness running. Because you know beyond a shadow of doubt what is within you. What God has given to you has not died in you. It is dormant, but it's not dead. It's not gone. God did not give you something and take it back. It is still in your life. You've got to activate it, baby. You got to get back into the flow of the Holy Ghost. You got to get back into the activation of the power of the name of Jesus. You got to get your faith. Glory, 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 glory. So tonight is an activating night. It is an activating night. It is a night to activate what God has placed in your life. If you don't want it, don't even come up. Praise God. But if you want God to activate, you know what I love about this church? I love something the pastor's taught. And that is everybody's a minister. Everybody. And I see everybody praying for people. And you're praying for people. You lay hands on people. Some churches, they'd faint over that. They'd be like, oh my God. Hallelujah. Saints are praying and laying hands on saints' heads. And they'd freak out. And a lot of churches, they'd freak out. That's powerful. God has laid that on your pastor's heart to do that, because God is raising up an army in this place. God is raising up an army in this place. You want God to activate the gifts within you. You want to see God's glory move. I want you to come to this altar. And don't drag yourself. Come and stand. Stand at this altar. Stand. Stand. Rakataya. Riarabataya Rabusa. There's an activation that is about to happen in this place. There is an activation that is about to happen in this place. Ukaraba kataraba katararabosaya. Right now, I want you to envision the gift that you want God to activate in your life. I want you to envision it. I want you to see it. Whether it be the gift of healing, of prophecy, tongues and interpretation, whatever the gift is, I want you to envision it right now. Hallelujah. Because you can't get unless you envision. You've got to envision it right now. Envision it. I want you to see it. See it in your mind. See it in your spirit right now.
Now I want you seeing yourself operating in that gift. When you see yourself operating in that gift, I want you to raise your hands and move your hands in this place. You see yourself operating in that gift. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God, oh Raboko Riata Ishanda Rabakataya Ikaraba Hitarabasa Arabokoya. You see yourself activating that gift, working in that gift. Move your arms right now. I'm about to release a word of faith. When I release this word of faith, there's an activation that's going to happen in your spirit. Now, by the authority of the word of God and by the power of the name of Jesus, God, activate the gifts within your people. Activate them now in the name of Jesus. Now, 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 now. There's an activation happening right now in your spirit. There's an anointing that is coming upon your life right now. Now, Satarabo. Hold on. Now. Now. Now, now, Rabokotori alla battaglia. Now, now, Sarobokotoya. Hallelujah. There is an activation now in the name of Jesus. Touch. Sarabobobo Kotoya. Kirabotori alabashaya. There is a stirring in your spirit right now. There is a stirring in your spirit right now. There is a stirring in your spirit. I want you to call things out right now. Call things that are not as though they were. Call them out now.